the supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. Today we're going to speak about the blessings of visiting Imam Reza's Holy Shrine. Today's Today, Monday, is the 9th of Zilqada, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Khordad, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 29th of May, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. Now we'll listen to verse 124 of chapter Al-Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِي الظَّالِمِينَ.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, And of my descendants? Allah said, My covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is understood from the verse that the position and rank of imamate which was bestowed upon Abraham, peace be upon him, Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, only after successfully enduring those frequent difficult trials was above and beyond the rank of the prophethood. Prophethood and messengership is only a matter of receiving some commandments from Allah and preaching them as glad tidings and warnings. All of these are true in the case of imamate. In addition to the practicing the divine ordinance and training the souls of individuals outwardly and inwardly, it is clear, of course, that many of the prophets had the rank of imamate too.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Riza al-Murtaza. Al-Imam al-Taqi al-Nabi. Wa hujjataka ala man fawd al-ard. ومن تهدى الثرايا الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة
And the continuation of the discussion about the topic blessings of Imam Reza's ziyarah, we reach to this point. One of the companions of the Imam, Imam Reza, narrated, I inquired the 8th Imam about the reward for the ziyarah of one of the Imam's shrine, and His Holiness replied, The same as the reward for ziyarah of Master of Martyrs' shrine. Then I again asked, What about the one who visits Imam Hussein's shrine? He said, I swear to God his reward is heaven. In other narratives, the reward of visiting the 8th Imam's shrine is considered to be equal to that of Hajj. That is, as a Hajj sins are forgiven after Hajj, and he's purified, and the Muslim purified is purified like when he was born, Imam Reza's ziyarah will bring about the same reward for the pilgrim. Sheikh At-Tusi quoted Imam Reza, This is a tomb in Khorasan, and there will be time when the tomb will be a place for the angels' resort and circling around that place until the resurrection day when the trumpet will be blown. This tomb is located in the city of Tus.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Radha alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. In Usul al-Kafi, the late Shaykh Sadduq narrated that all of the Shias have a vow to the innocent Imams, and to visit their holy shrines is the way to keep the vow. Therefore, if anyone who rushes to visit their shrines willingly and while believing in what they appreciate, the innocent Imams and the infallible Imams alayhi salam will be his or her intercessors on the resurrection day. There is a narration that says that I inquired the 8th Imam alayhi salam about the reward for the ziyarah and pilgrimage of one of the Imams' shrine. And His Holiness replied, the same as the reward of ziyarah and pilgrimage of Master of Martyrs Sayyidu Shahada, that is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then I again asked, what about the one who visits Imam Hussein's holy shrine? His Holiness replied and said, I swear to God, his reward is heaven. In other narrations, the reward of visiting the 8th Imam's shrine is considered to be equal to that of Hajj. That is, as in Hajj, sins are forgiven after Hajj, and he is purified like when he was born. Imam Radha's pilgrimage will bring about the same reward for the pilgrims.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha al-Murtada al-Imam al-Taqi al-Naqi.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa ar-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
About Imam Reza's character, this is the third one in the third episode of this series. His knowledge of all languages. He could speak all languages. The Sindhi has reported, when I was in India, I heard that Allah had an Arab proof, so I went out to seek him. I was guided to a Reza, and I went to him. I could not speak Arabic. I greeted him in my language, and he greeted me in my own language. I said to him, I have heard that Allah has an Arab argument, and I have gone out to seek him. He said, it is I. Ask me about whatever you desire. I asked him about my questions and he answered them in my own language. Abu As-Salt has said, Ar-Reza spoke to people in their own languages. I asked him about this quality and he replied, I'm Allah's proof over his creatures. Allah does not appoint over people a proof who does not speak their own language. One question and its answer. How to make the most of ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt? Dear listeners, the reality is that ziyarah is an action of the heart and involves turning to someone with his heart. We can do ziyarah of people like the Masumin, peace be upon them. We can also do ziyarah of Allah. And in some du'as, we refer to the Zawar of Allah, means the visitors of Allah. Another characteristics of our ziyarah. Constantly remember the infallible from the moment you leave and even on your way back home. Know that His particular attention is on you during this whole time. They have attention on you from city to city as you travel to him. Let us not be afflicted by negligence, either in the journey or especially when we enter the shrine. There are many interesting sights to see on the way into the shrine that could easily distract us, such as people from countries around the world. Leave those aside and focus on what's important.
There is a very interesting narration that we have in our hadith sources where we are told that, the sixth imam as well as the seventh imam used to refer to the eighth imam as Alim Ali Muhammad. Let me read to you the narration that we have that Anna Musa ibn Ja'far kan yaqul li banihi. The seventh imam used to, say to his sons, هذا أخوكم علي ابن موسى عالم علي محمد. Your brother Ali is عالم علي محمد. He is the learned one from Ali Muhammad, fas'aluhu an adiyanikum. Whenever you have issues about religion, refer to him. Fahfudhu ma yaqulu lakum. And then the seventh imam says to his sons, fa'inni, remember this, fa'inni sami'tu abi Ja'far bin Muhammad ghayra marratin yaqulu li. He says, I have heard my father saying to me more than once, repeatedly he has said to me, Inna alima ali Muhammad lafi sulbika. That, O Musa, so this is the sixth Imam saying to his son, the seventh Imam, that the alim of Ali Muhammad is going to be from you, from your loins. Walaytani adraktuhu. Sixth Imam says, I wish I would meet him. But we know that the eighth imam was born later on. So he hasn't seen his grandfather, and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq has not seen his grandson. But just this wish that the sixth imam has, laytani adraktuhu. I wish I could see him. This itself says quite a lot about Imam Ridha alayhi salam. And then he says, فَإِنَّهُ سَمِيُّ عَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلِيٍ. Because he is named as the same name as Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali. Salawat.
Inshallah, on the next episode of today's special, we'll learn more about Ziyara, especially Imam Reza's Ziyara. Thank you very much, and we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They could never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear friends. And how about beginning the day with a saying from Imam Reza, peace upon him, the Prophet's 8 Infallible Air. The evilest of people is that who deprives others of his aid, eats alone, and lashes his bondman.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the truth disguised as falsehood. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following, "And do not mix the truth with falsehood, nor conceal the truth." Well, you know, a lot of people who lie and, you know, try to deceive people, and they never say a very outright lie. You know, they always conceal that lie in some truth or give it a shade of truth. Otherwise, it becomes unacceptable. You know, it's very clearly, it would be clear, and people would understand that it's a lie, and you know, nobody would accept it. In this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he alludes to the same thing. He says, if falsehood was isolated from being mixed with the truth, meaning if it was a pure falsehood, meaning there was no shade of truth to it, it would not be indefinable by those who aspire it. And if the truth was free from being disguised as falsehood, the tongues of its opponents would still be silenced. Meaning, conversely, if the truth was not disguised as something false, this is what, you know, people who, you know, evil people do. people who want to, you know, don't want other people to accept the truth, they present that truth, you know, in the form of a falsehood. They, you know, they turn it into something, clothe it in wrong. You know, like this is what you know they did with you know the Prophet Muhammad, like for example, in calling, instead of calling you know his miracles, they call them sorcery, or magic, or things like this, right? You know, there's a famous verse in the Holy Quran that says that you know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know he was very attentive to people when they would come and he would listen to them. Completely, and the disbelievers, they gave him, they made fun of him, called him udhun, you know, it's kind of like a bad term for him. And so, like these evil people and you know bad people, they turn the tables around truth and make it appear to be falsehood. The Imam says the tongues of its opponents would still be silenced, and if truth was presented as it is, you know, its opponents could not oppose it. But it is often made by taking a little from one and a little from another. The truth and falsehood, they're mixed together until the audience is unable to distinguish that it's true or that it's false, and he ends up rejecting it or accepting it. In a similar way, Imam Ali also alayhi salam, has also been narrated as having said, many a wrong was glossed with verses from the Book of Allah. كَمْ مِنْ ظَلَالَةٍ زُخْرِفَتْ بِآيَةٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ كَمْ مِنْ ظَلَالَةٍ زُخْرِفَتْ بِآيَةٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ And there is a lot of times a falsehood and an instance of misguidance is adorned with a verse from the Holy Quran so that people would accept it. Just as the copper dirham is plated with silver coating. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at truth disguised as falsehood and falsehood disguised as truth in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how
fine,
about
sir.
You?
How are
Alhamdulillah.
You?
Thank you. How about Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, so today, inshallah, we will talk about ayah 125 and 126 of Surah Ali Imran on page 66. So brothers and sisters, please turn to page 66, ayah 125 and 126 of Surah Ali Imran. Let's everybody listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bala in تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم.
That was nice recitation. Thank you so much. Now me, Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, will be here with you inshallah to practice the Tajweed rules also and the recitation. But before that, we have to mention some important points. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty in ayah 125 says in the Quran, بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من ثورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين. وَمَا in the next ayah, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. So what does Allah Almighty say for this in these two verses? Allah Almighty says, بَلَى, yeah, if you are steadfast, if you are from those who are sabir, alright, sabr, patient, tolerate, and God-wary, taqwa, alright, with taqwa, وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا, and should they come at you suddenly, يُمْدِذُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord will aid you, will help you, بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ, with 5,000 marked angels. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, Allah did not appoint it, Allah did not make it. But what? Allah did not appoint it, but as a good news for you, إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ, and to reassure with it your hearts. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ, and the victory is not, or the victory comes only from Allah. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, the victory is not from anyone except from Allah Almighty. It comes from Allah Almighty. The Allah Almighty who is the Almighty, Al-Aziz, and the All-Wise, Al-Hakim. Alright?
Yes.
So, in the previous two verses that we talked about them, in the previous session, Allah Almighty talked about 3,000 angels who helped the Muslims. In this ayah, Allah Almighty gives us a good news, gives the Muslim, okay, a good news that we assure your hearts with what? With our aids, with our helps, right? With the unseen helps. But there are some conditions that you must have. إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. If you tolerate the hard times, if you tolerate, okay? Basically, shaitan comes to you, okay, and tells you, hey, you'll get defeated. Stop, never step forward, okay? I'll come and tell you this, right? This is the temptation of shaitan. But Allah Almighty says, if you tolerate the hard times, no matter you don't have a lot to eat in battlefields, no matter, for example, you suffer a lot of hard times, a lot of difficulties, a lot of, for example, stress or whatever, okay? وَتَتَّقُوا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا, if you tolerate these things, وَتَتَّقُوا, and become God-wary, one of the best examples of being with taqwa, having taqwa, being pious, is to tawakkul ala Allah. To do what? To rely, to trust Allah Almighty. That He will help us, right? He will help us. Because we are on the right side, so we'll, for sure we will be the winners. We will be victory. We will achieve victory. All right? So if we have this kind of belief and we tolerate the hard times, Allah Almighty for sure will help us.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني
نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So guys, move on, inshallah, for more details and explanations. Search the Tafsir books, look in the Tafsir books, and also the history books, inshallah, okay? So that's all. That's enough. We have to mention some important tajweed rules, then inshallah we'll move on to the recitation. Ready? In the first ayah, the very first important point is the word bala. If you continue and do not make a pause at the word bala, you have to stretch the mat, right? Is it a must? Bala in tasbiru.
No.
It's mustahab. No, it means it is jaiz, actually, right? Mustahab is where you get reward, but here if you stretch it, there is no point to give your reward. Okay, bala, Allah give me more reward. No. It's not that point, okay? It's all about ja'iz or wajib. You should stretch it or not, okay? It's not about thawab or this thing. So, it is ja'iz because the alif mat in the word bala and also the hamza in the word in are in
separate words,
in two different words, not in the same word. So, if you join them, stretch the sound, or skip the sound. But if you stop, we studied that if we stop, the mad will be skipped. Alright? You don't have to stretch it, so you skip it. Bala. You don't have to say, bala. No. If you stop, if you make a pause, skip the mad. Bala. Enough. So, Jim says, huh? Jim says what? Jim, the baby. Jim, what?
It's jais to
it's
stop.
It's jais to continue. Stop or continue. Jais, Jim jais. So, you can continue, connect the two parts, or you can stop. In tasbiru, in tasbiru. We had different important rules, for the nun sakin and tanween. One of them was ikhfa. Ikhfa was when the nun sakin or tanween reaches any of the 13 letters, ta, fa, jim, dal, dal, za, sin, sheen, these letters, fa. So ta is one of those letters. It matches one of those letters. So here you hide the sound of nun sakin. So when you say nun, in, your tongue touches the back part of your teeth. In. But when you do the ikhfa, you do not let it touch. It goes to touch, but don't let it touch. Okay? That's hiding. Hide the sound. Produce the sound of noon from your nose. In tasbiru wa tattaqu. Right? Yes. There is no other rule. Only the mad. Tasbiru wa tattaqu. The waw mad. وَيَأْتُوكُمْ again وَاوْمَتْ وَيَأْتُوكُمْ. Now here, ميم ساكن, we have يَأْتُوكُمْ ends with ميم ساكن. Next word starts with ميم. ميم ساكن plus ميم متحرك. إِدْغَام مِثْلَيْن. You have to merge them and prolong the sound for two beats and also produce the sound from your nose. Nasal sound. وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِن نون ساكن plus فا. فا matches the إخفاء letters as I told you in what? In تصبروا. إخفاء, hide the sound. ويأتوكم من ثورهم هذا يمددكم يمدد
قال
echo the sound يمددكم ربكم ربكم ميم ساكن. For ميم ساكن we have three important rules. One, idgham mithlain. Two, ikhfa shafawi, ikhfa the hiding sound. Three, the
iqlab
idhar. No changes. Meme. Just read it, yes.
Yeah.
So if you have meme sakin plus ba, you do ikhfa. No iqlab. Iqlab was for nun sakin plus ba. So here you hide the sound. Rabbukum. Hide the sound of meme. Ah, when you pronounce the meme, your lips touch together, right? But when you do the ikhfa of meme, your lips try to touch, but don't let them touch. Rabbukum. Don't let them touch. Rabbukum. That's it. Like a piece of paper, just a space, okay, for a piece of paper between your lips. Lip. Make that a space. So, what? Rabbukum bi khamsati alafim min al mala alafim. Fin mim. Fin plus mim. Fim. Tanwin plus mim. Idgham merge them. Fim.
Ghunna.
Yeah, ghunna also, mashallah. The nasal sound. Min al malaikati. Malaika mad is wajib. Stretch it for six counts. Five, six counts. Musawwimin. Wama ja'alahu Allahu. For the word Allah, how to pronounce it, how to read it. Either Allah or Allah. We had two rules. If you got a kasra before the word Allah is pronounced like an a sound, with an a sound. Bismillahi. Huh? Billahi. Fillahi. Lillahi. Right? You have lilla a a a. But if you have fatha or kasra or dhamma, you pronounce it with an
heavy sound.
A heavy sound, with an a sound. Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma. Right?
Yes.
So here also, جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ بُشْرَى heavy sound لَكُمْ وَلِتَطَ تَطَ تَطَ what?
قَلْقَلَ
تَطَ مَا إِنَّ yes. وَلِتَطَ مَا إِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ again, mim here, إِخْفَى قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ because the little ba is there. So qila tells you it's better to stop here. Waman nasru nun sakinun mushaddad. Waman nasru illa min 'indillah. Min nun sakin plus ayn. Ayn matches the ilhar letters. Do not change anything. Just read the nun. Min 'indillah. Aha. Dal matches the letter ta fa.
Rest of the letters.
Yeah, the rest of the letters. So hide the sound 'indillah. Look 'indillah. Allah is pronounced with an a sound. La. Al-Aziz al-Hakim. That's it. Let's recite these two verses together. I'll recite. Make sure you listen and repeat after me. All right? Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you're listening, please repeat as well and practice. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بلى
بلى
إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم
إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم
يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين
يمددكم يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين.
أحسنتم، مسومين. وي إي ساوند. Good job. We don't have A sound, okay? E sound.
وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به.
وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به.
أحسنتم. Right? First one is ta, the second one is ta. Walintato. So if you make the qalqala sound of the ta, it becomes very easy for you. Walintato. So.
وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ.
وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. Allah bless you. We practiced the tajweed rules. We mentioned them. And we also practice the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, the next session will continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser for being with us. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we wanted to discuss and have a look at the concept of supplication from the point of view of the verses of the Holy Quran as well as the other traditions. Now, Ibn Faris, in his Mu'jam, under the title of Supplication, says, supplication means attracting one's attention using words. Raghib also has written in the section Mufradat that supplication is the same as vocative speech, except that in vocative speech we use vocative articles, ya or aya. Now, if we take the absolute supplication as a kind of genius, and if we consider the kinds of supplication such as Genesis supplication, tongue supplication, or heart supplication, the Creator's supplication, or people's supplication as fasl or a chapter, we may adjoin the absolute supplication with one of the features that I mentioned, and we call it supplication. Among the most prevalent definitions in sciences is to mention the characteristics and those main features of an item. This is because the realization of the essence and the truth behind things are not accessible even by all the scientists, since they unanimously have believed that the recognition of truth of existence is somehow relative. So it's different based upon the different points of views of the people. All what science has revealed is but a very small portion of the secrets of the creation. These secrets still remain behind a curtain of ambiguity. The introduction of supplication using its effects has frequently been observed. We have seen and we read in some traditions that supplication is a believer's weapon. It is the foundation of religion. In some other traditions, it is said that the heavenly light on the earth is supplication, and it changes one's fate. It will cause the disasters to be away, and finally, supplication is introduced as a relation between God and His servants. And these such effects and actually main characteristics are mentioned in different traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, and they are referred to as the effects of supplication. And as we have seen earlier, the best kind of definition is the one which somehow distinguishes the essence of something. Through this definition, we may separate our question from ambiguity and find its borders. A good example is mentioned in the Holy Quran, where God discloses the nature of man. The verse says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. Certainly, we have created man of an extract of clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Then we made him a small seed in a firm resting place. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. Then we made the seed a clot, and then we made the clot a lump of flesh. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. Then we made in the lump of flesh bones, and we clothed the bones with flesh. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخر. Then we caused it to grow into another creation. In this holy verse, dear listeners, as you can see, it is shown that the evolution of man is clearly as the verse says. In explaining supplication, this last definition is prevalent in the words of great people. And this was the example.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God stays with us too, it's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
It has been mentioned in Al-Mizan that supplication originates from the heart and it is uttered by the tongue, one's nature. It is not the movement of the tongue, however, and it is the nature. So this, dear listeners, simply means that man recognizes this truth deep inside himself. Man clearly knows its values. One of the significant features of this definition is that it will include Genesis supplication as well. None of the definitions we referred to earlier are inclusive as this one. Allama Tabatabai says, "Thus, you will observe that Allah responds to supplications that are not uttered by our tongues." Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. And He gives you of all that you ask Him. And if you count Allah's favor, you will not be able to number them. This is what the Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran. Now, elsewhere, it is said in the Holy Quran, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All those who are in the heavens and the earth ask of Him. And this clearly shows that Allah's favors are not countable. People ask God of what is in the heavens and on the earth, and what has been stated by this verse makes our definition clear. Now, I assume perhaps the best thing we may get out of the definition that we mentioned of supplication is this. The best and most inclusive definition for supplication is asking, in its broad and common sense, merely asking. It will then include all these definitions, even the Genesis definition. The specific features of supplication under different situations depend on special motives which a user has in mind. But this broad sense of asking is the definition of supplication. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.